We still have a few minutes if you wanna wait, so we are certain that people that want to come at exactly at 2:05 they catch the. Okay, so we'll wait. In the meantime, just want to make a commercial here. So, in the Department of Crop Science, University of Illinois, we'll be searching for a position in biometry and statistics. The position is described as quantitative agronomy. It's been posted in the ASA Crop Science Society website. Hopefully, we'll be interviewing. It closes in January 3rd. But I'll be here, and if anyone wants to talk to me about that position, I'm happy to talk to anyone. Anyone interested or know anyone that could be interested in a position, we're looking for an exciting person that is willing to join a really strong group of quantitative people in the department, working at different levels, teaching a lot of exciting classes. So that's my advertisement here for that. So again, if you are interested at all, please talk to me or to Dr. Villamil. She's the chair of that search committee. So one more time, Javier, I want to invite you to come over and get yourself ready. And it's a pleasure to introduce Javier Reyes from the University of Kentucky.
The pointer
is right here. You can also use the cursor here, but I don't see it. You see there?
Yes, okay. I can use this one.
Please don't forget to use your phone.
Let's turn on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Javier Reyes, and today I want to present this study about using salt and remote sensing data to explain differences in corn gearing. The outline for today will include the problem statement, objectives, and methods. The results will be divided in interpolated maps, correlation, and principal component analysis, and also delineating management zones through a cluster analysis, and I will end with a summary. So first of all, we can say that in the field we can have a high spatial variability, and this is caused because we have several processes that are occurring at the same time. This variability could affect the crop yield, so in this case we can improve the crop yield through a site-specific management. So in this case, we can divide the field in different areas according with the characteristics that we find. But for doing site-specific management, we need to select some variables that could help us to delineate management zones. And also, we need to see, once we get these variables, how we can use these selected variables. So the objectives are first to explain spatial differences in corn yield by using soil physical and chemical properties and remote sensing data, and derive site-specific management zones by combining some of the selected variables. This is the set of variables that we are using. I'm including soil texture, apparent electrical conductivity, total soil organic carbon, total nitrogen, some available nutrients, pH, and NRCS maps. From remote sensing data, I have two sources. One is Landsat 8 satellite images from where I obtained NDVI at different dates, and a digital elevation models that I obtained from LIDAR. And with the digital elevation model, I derive some topographic variables, in this case is slope, topographic wetness index, and stream power index. And I compare this data also with a yield map of corn that was harvested in 2014. So this is our field. It's located in Princeton, Western Kentucky. At 96 locations, we took soil samples. This is equivalent to taking 4 points per hectare in a grid of 50 by 50 meters. And we also took electrical conductivity using these berries. And these lines that you see here represent thousands of data points that we are obtaining from the berries that represent the electrical conductivity. And also the two sources that I mentioned before that we are using here. So for the data analysis, for NDVI and topographic variables, we are using ArcGIS and SagaGIS, which is a free source of GIS software. And I did several analyses using different R libraries. I will not explain here the math of each of these analyses because that will be too long. But to create interpolated maps, I did semi-verogram and cross-verogram analysis and Kriging and co-Kriging analysis using the GStat package. For the correlation between maps, I used the raster package. For the principal component analysis, I used the FactoMiner package. And finally, for this cluster analysis to delineate management zones, I used the K-Fuzzy Means cluster analysis, and this was due by the CLValid to validate the analysis, but also this includes the cluster package that is doing this K-Fuzzy Means analysis. So from a digital elevation model using R or other software, we can derive these 3D maps where we can observe, and this is a common case in Kentucky, that the topography is not equal inside of the field. We have different topographic variations. And in the next slide, I will show you how this variation in topography is affecting some of these properties. I will show some maps of the variables. Only a couple of them because it's too much the variables. So I will start with this clay content map at the surface layer 20 centimeters depth. And in one case you can see, in both cases you can see that the variability of clay content is high in the field. But in this map that you observe here, we obtain this data by doing ordinary Kriging analysis. So this is only soil clay samples. But in the second map here, we combined soil samples plus electrical conductivity, and through a co-Kriging analysis, what we did was increase the resolution and also the precision of this clay content map, and we can see at a finer resolution how the variability is. These are two topographic variables. One is the slope. The slope was highly correlated with yield. This was not the case of topographic wetness index. But for the topographic wetness index, we can use this data to identify zones that could get more wetness when we have periods with a high rainfall. And here we have other maps of soil organic carbon and total nitrogen. In this case, we expected to have a high correlation of soil organic carbon and total nitrogen with corn yield, but this wasn't the case here. And maybe the reason is because in this patch that I marked here with low total nitrogen and soil organic carbon, or soil organic matter. The farmer has been planted tobacco in previous years, so in this area we have a high reduction of these two variables. So in this case, these variables are affected not only by the topography variation, but also for the management of previous years. And here what we observe is a map of NDVI at June of 2015 and a map of corn yield of 2014. You can see here that we have two different years, and that is because we didn't get a good picture of June of 2014 from Landsat. And this is the period where we can observe more a higher spatial variability with NDVI. But nevertheless, if you compare these two maps, you can observe a similar pattern, but at different scales because the NDVI has a coarser resolution. When we do a correlation of these variables with corn yield, here you have in the first column the correlation by comparing only the sampling points, and the other correlation is by comparing maps. What you can observe here is that the correlation increase when we are using these maps. Why this is happening is because when we have some samples with high error in the estimation, that could cause a reduction in this correlation. But if we compare maps, these are maps based on interpolation, so we can rely also in the neighbors that we are measuring. So with that, we reduce that error because we are smoothing this process. But to select a set of variables for doing defining site-specific management zones, we did in this case a principal component analysis. And if you are familiar with this, this is a plot with the first two components. And the first, and the first component, which has the higher explanation of the variability, is more explained by soil texture, but also we find that it's explained by slope and NDVI at June, and also electrical conductivity. So in this case, for the cluster analysis, what we did was select some of these variables that, based on the principal component analysis, has a high importance to explain the variability. And this was the results when we combined, in this case, clay, NDVI, and slope. We did this cluster analysis, and we obtained that the optimal number of divisions for this field based on these variables was 3. So in this area, you have this part of the field has high clay content, high slope, and lower NDVI. The area number 1 here, it has a lower slope, higher NDVI, and low clay content. And the area number 2 is a mix between these two variables. So what we can do here, for example, we are working with a site-specific irrigation in our project. If we want to use this information for site-specific irrigation, for example, in this area here with high clay content, we can increase the irrigation rate but lower the amount of water in this area if we are using a center pivot irrigation. And this other area with a lower clay content, because it has higher silt content, we can retain more water and more available water, so we can increase the amount of water, but we can reduce the irrigation rate. And in this area, in the middle, we can do a kind of mix of the rate between these two extremes. So this is only one example of how you can use this division of management zones. This is an NRCS map. You can see that it's classified mainly by Kreider series, but with different levels of slopes and erosion. So if you compare here this with our division of management zones, you can see that we have some similarity with the area number 3, with a Kreider with a high percent of slope, and which is severely eroded. And the area number 2 in some part is similar with the Kreider with a medium slope and erode, and the Kreider with slow slope is in some areas is similar with the area number 1. So what I'm telling here is, even though the NRCS map is one map that was developed from lower resolution. Still, we can get to use some kind of first approach to see that in your fields you could have some spatial differences in different variables. And as a summary, I can say that we found a correlation between yield and other variables, mainly was soil texture and NDVI. I haven't explained too much about NDVI, but we have some correlation at different dates. And from the principal component analysis, the variables that we selected was NDVI, slope, and soil texture. And from the cluster analysis, the optimal number of division was 3, but this was only the result that is provided by the analysis. So if you want to divide your field in a different number, you still can run this cluster analysis, and you can define what is the number of division that you want based on what is the management that you want to do in your field. So if I still have time, I want to give the acknowledgments to my advisor, Ole Wendro, the technical support of Riley Jason Walton, James Dollarhide, the farmer Trevor Ilke, who allows us to conduct this experiment, and my fellow graduate student, C. Zhang, who has been helping us in the field work. Thanks for your attention. That was from co-creating because we have a combination of clay plus electrical conductivity. Sorry? Yes. And also because I prefer to select the clay content that is combining information of soil samples plus electrical conductivity to not repeat another variable that it will give us a kind of same information. Yep. The variables? For the co-creating, we use the semi-variogram of clay content, the semi-variogram of electrical conductivity, and the cross-variogram of both variables. But in the case of GSTAT, it gives us an advantage of compute a pseudo cross-variogram, where we can obtain more data points to plot this cross-variogram. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, but I only use the corn yield to compare with the variables.
Okay.
But to select the management zones, you use independent variables. So these are not dependent of the correlation with the corn yield.
Yes,
we are working with the irrigation management. So what we are observing is mainly affected by the soil texture and also the slope. But I also include here NDVI because we have found that these areas with high clay content present also low NDVI. So for our purpose is for irrigation management. But you can select other variables based on whether you want to do in your field.